You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. There's a lesson we must all learn, that the scripture says godliness plus contentment. When there is godliness without contentment, that you will become covetous. When there is contentment without godliness, you will be full of iniquity. There must be godliness. There must be contentment. You know, I'm afraid, because the way this scripture is stated almost suggests that you can have godliness and not have contentment. But the scripture says we must have contentment. Now, what is contentment? Having the minimal requirement in life. What is it? Food and raiment. You know, it occurred to me that for a preacher, I need only two things to be able to preach: food and raiment. Because if I don't eat food, at some point, I might die. I will surely die. And I cannot go out and be preaching naked. So once there is food and there is clothing, to be honest, you have all you need to preach. You know, I need to preach that message to myself, because I realize that if care is not taken, you will think you need so much. And don't get me wrong, because people easily have a way to misunderstand things. I am not denying the fact that we need many things. Even in our ministry, we need many things. But I've realized that ultimately, as long as there is food and I'm breathing and I have clothes on, I honestly have what it takes to preach. You may then say, well, we don't have a camera, we don't have a mic, we don't have this speaker, we don't have this, we don't have that, we don't have... Yes, that can be true. And those things may come in and enhance. But in reality, what you need to preach, you have it. As long as you have utterance, you have a cloth, and you are not starving, you can stand up, then you can preach the gospel. If you have that, you should be contented. Contented does not mean that you have all that you need. Please always understand scriptures. Contentment does not mean that you have all that you need. Contentment means that you are satisfied with God, with what you have. And contentment does not mean that, okay, you can't have other things. Like the way we are spoken now, we have not said that, okay, you can't have cars, since it didn't list car. It said food and raiment. It means that you can't have a car. It means you can't have a camera. Oh, it means that you can't fly by air. No. It's simply saying that having food and raiment, your heart is at peace. You are not agitated. You don't sit down and begin to say, oh, what is life? Look at me. Only food and clothing, that's all I have. No. Having food and raiment, we should be contented. Every other thing that we need, the Lord will supply according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You can work hard, you can strive, but having food and raiment, if you are not contented, there is nothing else you have, you will not be contented. I tell you the truth. If you are not contented having food and raiment, you will not be contented with anything that you have. You know, look at our lives now. There are so many things that we cannot live without in these modern times. A washing machine is so critical in the house. A deep freezer, so critical in the house. A TV, so critical in the house. You know, sometimes they get spoiled, they get damaged. You don't have money to immediately release them, to replace them rather. You may become agitated. You may become worried. But let's be honest with ourselves. You are healthy. You have food. and you have clothing, why should you not be contented? It's because we have made those things to look as if they are so critical to our life. No, they are good, they are essential, but they are not critical to our life. They are not like oxygen, that if we don't have them, we can't breathe. Without oxygen now, for a few minutes, you are gone. But without those things, we can still live. You know, we must be very careful. Jesus said the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things that he has. And we are by this not saying that God cannot guide you, lead you, and make provisions for you beyond food and raiment. No, that's not the point. We are simply saying that we should be contented with what God had given to us. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. While God is bringing whatever else you may need, having food and raiment, be contented. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.